Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's some serious Texas blues right there from that little band from Texas, Billy Dusty and Frank. 17 till the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Check it out. That book's won 5 international awards. Hector Barreto is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, chairman of the Latino Coalition, former administrator of the U.S. Small Business Administration. Hector, thanks again for being here. We've got breaking news right now. Canada has joined the new NAFTA deal with the U.S. and Mexico. I just think this is, not only is this an accomplishment, but look at all the people who poo-pooed this, who minimized this, who said that President Trump was crazy to break this up. Why wouldn't anything after 25 years, why wouldn't anybody want to look at something again and reset it? Nothing is after 25 years, shouldn't be dusted off and reset. What do you think?
I totally agree with Jim. I was in government once, and I remember when I was in government, I used to tell our folks, let's try something different, and they would say, no, we can't do that. We've always done it this way. And I would tell them, look, if it's not illegal or unethical or immoral, let's find a way to get it done. And so that's the only way you can make change, and that's what would happen on this thing. Look, it's not just this deal with Canada, which I think is huge. You're going to see the markets explode today because of this. But he's also renegotiated the deal with South Korea, which he didn't feel was fair to our folks. He's talking to Japan, and he's trying to do something with China. And that's
China's going to in this term, in his presidential term, China will come to the table, in my opinion.
They will, and you've seen what's happened to China's economy. It's slowed down, and we're the biggest customer. We're their biggest client.
Yep.
So they're going to have to come to the table and negotiate something better. And I got to tell you something, Jim, the issues that we're dealing with China were issues that our administration was dealing with almost 20 years ago.
Yep.
And it's taken this kind of approach to get them to the table. They never were interested in negotiating before.
You can't get the best deal until the other side believes you're prepared to walk away. And that's what Trump is the best at. He uses our leverage to our advantage, not to anybody else's advantage. He uses, and we have a lot of leverage. Our dollar is our strongest weapon, offense and defense. And he uses our economy and our dollar and our buying power to our advantage. And I'll tell you one thing that I don't hear anybody else talking about, and I've been talking about it on my show now for 3 or 4 months. Let's just imagine, if we like the economy right now, Hector, just imagine if we're on the other side of all these trade deals that you just named and the ones we've already gotten done. If you look on the other side of that a year or two, imagine what the U.S. economy, imagine the economic benefit, the financial benefit to Americans, to American small businesses on the other side of trade deals that are more to our favor. Just imagine what the economy could look like then.
Well, listen, nobody has a crystal ball, but I was talking to my financial planner last week, and he's very bullish on the economy going forward, especially if we stay this course. He basically said it's working. Our economy is going to continue to grow. We are the envy of the world, and that's why folks are starting to come to us now. And I think that's a very positive sign, especially for our small businesses.
Well, there's no question about it. And this, I can't wait to learn more about this NAFTA thing, the new NAFTA 2.0, I'm calling it. The thing is, I was involved. I was listening. I was talking to some of the negotiators of NAFTA back in the 90s. And I could tell that America was getting rolled under the bus on this thing back in those days. And
there's
we're
no
not...
doubt about it. And the economy's changed so much, Jim. There was this thing that wasn't talked about during the original agreement. It was called the Internet. Okay. and so much business is happening on the Internet. There's so much intellectual property that's been included in this new deal. It just makes sense, that the proverbial Don't end it, mend it, and that's what we just did. And I think it's a very, very positive.
What do you know about the Mexican part of the trade deal?
Listen, I was just in Mexico last week. They're very happy. They're very excited. There's a lot of good stuff that's happening down there. The automobile industry has grown a lot in Mexico. This deal not only preserves the auto industry there, but allows us more opportunities in our auto industry. There's some protections in there for workers in Mexico. There's stuff in there on agriculture. This is a positive thing. And, again, I spoke to leaders in Mexico in both the outgoing administration and the incoming administration. They're happy. They're happy the deal got done, and they were hoping that Canada would come in. They were praying that Canada would come back in. Mm-hmm. And now that Canada is, I just think this is a win for all three countries. So very, very good news, very positive. You know, you track this stuff. But sometimes this stuff gets lost in the media. Mm-hmm. They may not talk about it as much, but you're going to see the effects of this in the months and the years to come.
Well, and look at this. Here's something. Another thing we haven't done the math on. I say we, most people, think about the economic power of the North American trading bloc, U.S., Canada, Mexico. You put those three together. Look at the power globally that we could have if we were working together and we're protected by two oceans. That's a pretty impressive thing to have, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the future. You know, every other bloc around the world has been organizing, unifying, trying to do more business with each other, whether you're talking about in the past the European Union, whether you're talking about Asia and what China's trying to do there. It only makes sense. Yep. For North America to also have this kind of relationship. And this agreement allows us to do that.
If I were Mexico and Canada, I'd be saying, hey, big brother America, what can I do to help you so you'll help me? That's what I'd be doing. I'd be glomming on to America myself. Quick break, right back with Hector Barreto after the messages. He's got a big announcement to tell you about when we come back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.